Robin Hitchcock and the Venus 3 playing live for us in the studio here at WFMU. And, you know, I was just reading in your press that you said this is kind of a sad album. Do you really feel that about it? Because I still hear a lot of exuberance in the music.
Well, I did say that as well. I just said that, you know, there was sad feelings wrapped up in happier ones, which is pretty much how life works. It's how a personality is formed, really. Your different layers of emotion that go into you as you develop. You can almost look down through the strata at your own emotional development and see, you know, a layer of, you know, 6 months or 6 years when you might have been unhappy, and then an upbeat phase, and mm-hmm. you know, that's what builds you. I mean, I think that applies to a lot of the stuff I do, really. People tend to only pick up on the most obvious things or the things that they're told in the press release. I like songs that go up and down at the same time.
Yeah.
And take you to two opposite feelings. You know, I think that's really that's something.
Right.
Like, you know, hearing a joke at a funeral is often what really makes you cry. Rather than someone going on about what a wonderful person they were and how great and how we're all going to miss them, you know. But it's when they sort of will bring up something maybe about how the person who's deceased actually owed somebody some money or, you know, never paid their parking fines or some one of their flaws or failings. In a way, that makes you miss them much more, I think.
Yeah.
So
the song Underground Sun is kind of like that. There's, you know, I think it sounds like a happy song, you know, and it's written for somebody who passed away that you knew.
Yeah, we're going to attempt to play it.
Actually. Oh, very nice.
Do you want to try that one now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hang on.
All right.
I just have to ease into
take
this
some,
tuning.
Take some tuning.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just it's one of those songs with the great, you know, great harmony blend on it.
Yeah. Too bad the people who performed those great harmonies are not here.
Oh. I'm sure you'll do a
little
fine
bit
job.
I did a little bit. But Chris and Sean did the major part of that.
Well, you're doing just fine today.
Thanks,
Scott. And Peter's sort of being the silent partner in the back there.
Well, he's got a microphone, and that's,
I know.
That's unusual in itself,
and
really.
Well, he can chime in if he'd like. Peter, are you doing much producing these days?
No. You know, I this past year I've been basically a musician, kind of, and I've been playing with lots of people, but not in a supervisory capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
I think we're ready.
Let's try that. No, this is all very unsupervised, actually. Okay, it's me, isn't it? So it's...